I'm Larry Atlas. I'm Larry Atlas.
Kicking us off.
You got to be
Larry
more specific.
Larry.
Okay, kick it off.
All right.
Larry 1 or Larry 2? Larry A or Larry C?
Hey, let me be Larry 2, because I'm the second.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. No, literally, that's my legal name. I'm the second. So
Are you really?
That will make sense. Yeah.
You've been the second your whole life, huh?
Second my whole life.
Trying to get the first.
I'm the best number two you'll ever meet.
Love it.
All right. Yeah, I'll start off since I'm catching up to you guys. So how does this go? I mean, you want me to – I have questions. I've done the assignments. You've seen my – you've seen what
yeah.
I turned in. So how do we use this platform?
Yeah, any and all questions. So you got working on – or I think I saw you got through Module 2 today, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, so I think, Larry, correct me if I'm wrong, you've primarily been wholesaling fix and flip deals, or are you moving rentals as well?
Primarily rentals, but I wholesale
okay.
to whatever, and but I don't, you know, whatever it is what it is. So I've
okay.
done I've flipped two properties, and I've wholesaled everything. I've done flips
right.
and rentals and
right.
seller financing and all kind of stuff.
Yeah, cool. So any questions on what you've gone through so far?
No, so you know that I had blitz wholesaling, so I see the tweaks in the P ratio
yep.
analysis. So I see that, and I'm glad that it's working out. I didn't have to. I made a slight mistake in the list source. Like I was clicking on the last 90 days, but I didn't press add, and everything was coming up 0.1. I'm like, everything can't be, you know, hyper competitive, but even though it seems that way.
Right.
So
you weren't adding back in the corporate owned?
I did that, but I pressed
okay.
the button for it, and this might help somebody. I couldn't be the only person that did this. So I pressed the button for the last 90 days, but I didn't press add.
Oh, you didn't add it. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Yeah,
list
source is funky a little bit. You have to make sure that you add your selections to your group.
So I went through a whole iteration and everything came out 0.1. I was like, that can't be right. But anyway,
right.
so getting back to it. So what my findings are, you know, it's matching what I've experienced. So my current city is hyper competitive. I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yep.
And near here is Rock Hill, South Carolina, which is where my best buyer, he wants to. Everybody in Charlotte is basically starting to expand outside of Charlotte because it's a bloodbath here in Charlotte fighting each other. And so a smaller city that's outside of here that also has a large small college is Rock Hill, South Carolina. And my buyer wants to be there. It has a high P ratio. What concerns me, but I don't know if it should be a concern, is it's like 56 properties under 100,000 as of right now, and in the last 90 days there have been 55 transactions. I don't know if that's typical for some of these smaller pockets. I'm cool with it. I can anything I get down there I can sell. But the other problem that I have is taxes. So the South Carolina tax structure, they charge you 6% instead of 4% in South Carolina, which is basically a 50% increase in your taxes, and it scares a lot of landlords away.
But you have a buyer that's looking. Is he looking?
I have
for
a buyer that's
flip?
Looking. He's looking for rentals. He's looking for rentals,
not,
and basically
not scaring him away.
Exactly. So what we're doing is basically looking for something that, despite the taxes, is still cheap enough for it to cash flow. So that's the angle that I'm taking, unless you see me, you know, running into a brick wall.
I don't. What's the population of the place you're about to launch, this smaller town?
Rock Hill has a population of 73,000. I'm rounding up. It's 72,937. But that's misleading.
Yeah.
Well, that is
okay.
correct. But what's misleading is there's a whole freaking community of buyers here in Charlotte that are looking for things that they can't find.
Okay, that's a small population, though. I mean, I want to see you at least $6.5 million, and we're at 73,000.
That's correct.
On a primary market. Now,
understood.
If you can go off and you say, hey, there's an opportunity here, and I've got a buyer that will buy everything I can throw at them, I'm all for it. Go generate leads there. But
and
not as market number one.
Okay, I'll accept that. My philosophy was different. I was trying to get through the systems using this practice market, and then after I understood, go wherever the numbers tell me to go. But if you're telling me to go where the numbers tell me to go first, I'm cool with that.
Go to a bigger market first. This is a numbers game, Larry. So, you know, just like anything else, right? How do we go from in a short amount of time? How do we get in the middle of deals? Well, population's one of them. I mean, you can go to a city with 20,000 people, or you can go to a city with 10 million. Where are there more, you know, more transactions, properties, everything? Well, obviously in the bigger pond. So now we don't have to be that big, but I want to see at least $500,000, in the area, because it's the percentage thing. And then why do we go after vacants? Because vacants have vacant owners, right? We have the highest percentage that they're interested in selling. Why? Because vacant real estate costs money. It does. It's not free to own. So there's the highest likelihood that it's causing an issue of some kind. So that's why we start there. So
okay.
Yes,
make that
a secondary. I want you to go through the process in a bigger market and launch that one right behind it. Because if you have a good buyer with serious money to spend, you can absolutely almost take orders. Hey, where do you want to buy? And you have how many million? How many millions to spend? Great. Give me a couple weeks, and I'll bring something your way. And when you have Skip Tracer in place, salesperson on the phone, all you have to do is go find somebody in that local market to generate leads and post an ad for it. And leads will come in, Skip Tracer will grab them, salesperson will get on the phone, and when that happens with vacant properties, you know, you start making offers and going to contract. So,
gotcha.
Yep, let's go bigger first.
All right, so as an example then, on my existing sheet, Nashville came in with the correct population that you're asking for, like 684K.
Yep.
8.3 P ratio, but then I only see two properties under 100,000 in that market, and the average price is 237. So what's the feedback on that?
Nashville's higher price. That's not terribly high. Here's the thing about Nashville. It's going to be competitive. I've got a buddy that just moved there a year ago. Really competitive. If you can find a deal, though, you'll have people chomping at the bit to pay you for it. So I'm not super opposed to it. But it's going to be more on the competitive side, right? The price isn't up there, you know, like a Denver or a Portland, something like that, where our average single family home is twice that. There are still some rent, right? There are some rental buyers in Nashville, but it's a killer fix and flip market. So that P ratio, I thought I ran Nashville recently and had it at like 3.6. Shoot over your spreadsheet. Don't go through the coaching website. Just attach it to an email into the coaching email for me. Let me look at it tomorrow.
Cool.
But yeah,
you'll
have one on there. And then in the meantime, start getting familiar with step three. And obviously, you know, somebody will ask a question tonight about teams and bringing people on. We talk about it just about every call. So, yeah, welcome.
All right, that's where I am, and I'm trying to drive in module five as soon as I can.
Yeah. Let's get your market selected by tomorrow. Shoot that over and let me take a glance at it. And I'll give you some feedback.
And I'm cool with doing some more, you know, because I basically reformed some things I had already evaluated and updated it. The question that I'm asking now is just to make sure I'm reading the numbers correctly, so that once I do see something that works, I'll know it. The last thing
go ahead.
The last thing I have to say is, like, So what would throw me off about Nashville if I was to pursue it, even if my P ratio was correct, is showing me that two properties, you know, below 100,000, that would
So slightly higher price market.
Okay.
Here's the thing, right? Lower price markets, cheaper inventory, probably more deals, a little bit easier to find deals, typically as a rule of thumb, make less per deal. Go into a slightly higher price market. I mean, nobody in Denver is wholesaling deals for $3,000 to $7,000. They're wholesaling them for $15,000 to $40,000, right? Really hard to find. You're not going to close as many, but when you do, you will typically, in most cases, make more per deal. So the thing about it is you can get paid, and I mean, you could go and fire up marketing in Denver. You'd spend a ton of money to generate leads. You could go do it. It'd be really hard to come by. And when you did, you'd be paid for it. But, we want to go to that low to mid price. So I don't think Nashville's priced out. It's higher than some. But again, it's not a Denver, Portland, Seattle, Austin. You know, it's not there. So.
Understood.
I think we keep Nashville in play. Let's do this. Take your existing, add five more cities to it that have a population of at least 500,000, and then shoot that over. Let's evaluate it and get your market in place tomorrow.
I understand. Do you want me to send you the one now or wait until I update it and send it over?
Yeah, add five more cities to it that have at least a 500,000 in population. I don't know which ones you rent. Yeah, put those on there first and then send it.
Cool.
Yep. Beautiful.
I'm good.
Okay, who else is with us?
Thanks, sir.
Yeah. Hussein, I heard you check in. I know other Larry's on.
Hi, there's Mike. Hussein.
Hey.
I put the ad for VA to get the cash buyer. Details.
Okay.
I didn't get a response yet, so I don't know if I put the dollar amount low. I put like 30 cash buyers in the list, and then I don't know what number to put.
Where did you? They asked me. Tell me which ad you posted again.
For the VA. To find the phone numbers for the cash buyers.
Gotcha. For a skip tracer. Okay. Send over your ad copy. Did you follow the instructions out of the coaching center? Just keep it nice and simple.
Yeah. I had a note from you. I just wrote like one simple line.
Okay. When did you post it?
Yeah, yesterday.
I said
I need some script tracing done on some company public data info.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, I just made an order when you told me.
And you were I don't remember what. I'm trying to think back to our last conversation. You were going after buyers, right?
No. You told me to do the step five to get the cash buyer, and call a few cash buyers and get the.
Oh yeah. That's what I thought.
Right. Right.
Okay, so did you go to Google and Craigslist?
No, I still have to call the cash buyers, but I did the second step. I downloaded the 30 cash buyers from FreedomSoft.
Gotcha. Now I'm following.
I placed the ad.
Yep.
Placed the ad.
Okay, do this. So you have your ad placed. Do this. Because I've just done this the last couple of days. Go to, and this is for everybody, go to, you want to meet buyers in a market, go to Craigslist. Go to real estate for sale in that city. And what it's going to do then is it's going to pull up, obviously, properties for sale. And up at the near the top of the screen, there are a couple drop-downs. And the second one is going to say real estate for sale. Click that drop-down, and about 12 more options will show up. And go down and click real estate wanted, specifically real estate wanted. And then let the page update. And those are all of the people posting, we buy houses, I buy houses, I'll pay cash for your house, I'll do this, right? Call me with your house. And so, Hussein, you can go there right now and go to the Real Estate Wanted page, and you'll find at least five, I would guess, that you can call right now. The other thing you can do is just go to Google and type in cash buyers in and then put your city. And it'll pull up. You'll get some wholesaler websites, but you'll get like, cashforyourhousedenver.com. Sellmeyourhousedenver.com. And you'll find buyer websites, and most of them have a phone number printed right at the top, and then call them.
Now, what should I do? I should go to Google and then go from there.
Yeah, Google and Craigslist.
Yeah, Craigslist I did. I'm going to the Philly site for the real estate.
Yep, and then click on real estate for sale. And then there's a drop-down list up at the top, and it'll say real estate for sale. Click on it and select real estate wanted. You'll probably find 10 on that page. If you don't, just go to Google and type in cash buyers Philly or cash buyers in Philadelphia. It'll pull up websites. And so, this is something, right? Obviously, anybody can do. I mean, clearly, just go on, the power of the internet. So, absolutely, use the tool in FreedomSoft, Hussein, just like you did. But if you want to talk to a buyer right now, go to Craigslist and go to Google, because their phone numbers will be in there. Are you on there right now, Hussein?
Yeah, I found one.
I'm pretty sure I sent you a link. What's that?
Yeah, I think you sent me the link. I can go there, actually.
Perfect.
You send me the link for the buyers in the Philly.
Yep. Have 10 buyer conversations. Knock that out tonight and tomorrow, and then shoot me an email to the coaching email address when you have it done. Talk to 10 of them. Okay? All right. Thank you. Who else? Yep. Who else? And just to see, I'm going to Philadelphia Craigslist while I'm on my phone here talking to everybody just to see what's going on. So somebody asked, who has a question or update?
Hey, Mike. It's Mike Philstich.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, so I finally got a bird dog doing something in San Antonio.
Nice. How many they brought in?
Well, they got on 2 days ago. I've got 12 leads from them so far.
Okay.
So
yep.
It's
get them
better,
paid,
but
and then make sure they're paid, and then you always want to be asking, hey, I just sent the money through PayPal. When can you drive again, and how long can you go for? You got to drive this thing.
Right.
I found a guy recently who I haven't had to drive at all, and that's the kind of guy you want. And we've paid him, $400 some odd in the last 3 days. I mean, he's after it. So
wow.
That's the one you want to find.
Yeah.
The one that you look at this and you maybe have to slow down based on marketing budget. But yeah, until you find that person, you just have to drive.
Yeah.
Hey, I appreciate what you did for me today, but how many hours can you drive tomorrow? And I don't usually ask if they can drive tomorrow. I say, how many hours can you give me tomorrow? I'll pay you immediately for those as well. So, yep.
So my next question with that then is, I'm finally on to this next step. So the skip tracing, I mean, I've gone on to, put it in FreedomSoft and have found the owner. But that button doesn't – where do we find phone numbers? Where do we come up with that? What website are you using for that?
You want a VA with a LexisNexis access if possible. So you're going to post – again, follow the coaching group, the coaching site. You're going to post an ad on Upwork.com for a VA who can skip trace. And Lexis from the feedback of this group, Lexus is getting the best results. It's called Lexus Nexus, L-E-X-I-S, N-E-X-I-S. Rob uses Intellius. He thinks he gets, 60 to 65% good phone numbers. We've had students on here who think they're getting 80% good numbers with Lexus.
Okay, so,
you're not going to get TLO access. Basically, that's probably the top skip tracing tool on the planet. It's run by TransUnion, the credit bureau.
Okay.
But it can't be used for marketing purposes. So to try and get set up with them, they want to come and do like a property inspection, and you have to jump through all kinds of hoops. So we put Lexus as number two. So yeah, you want a VA, and you can just build that into your ad. Now here's the thing: to be effective and to get phone numbers, you don't have to have a VA that has access to LexisNexis. But if you can find one, that's even better. So in your ad on Upwork.com, you can put, reply with, your level, how long you've been skip tracing for, what tools do you have access to, and then you can put LexisNexis preferred. I have leads ASAP. If you can start, I'm looking to hire somebody immediately.
Okay.
So, yep, get that ad on Upwork ASAP. You should have people reply to it within a couple hours usually.
Okay. Okay, that's all I'll do.
But yeah, you want to go right to skip tracing, and as soon as data starts coming back, either you're on the phone or you're finding somebody to be on the phone. So, I encourage everybody, even if you're not a salesperson, make some sales calls so you can train on it. I mean, if this is new to you, the script isn't hard. Connect with people. All of you are great on the phone, right, on this call. And that, you just have to – sometimes it's pretty uncomfortable. The phone feels like it weighs 100 pounds. Some people are, just more comfortable with making phone calls than others, but it's good for you to go through it, at least a handful of them. So even if your intent is to hire a salesperson, which I'm all for, if you have skip trace leads, you got to call them. I mean, you just never know.
Right.
So, yeah, Mike, as soon as those start coming back, jump on the phone.
Okay.
Yep.
Will do. Thank you.
You're getting close, man. You get you start getting numbers on these leads and get somebody on the phone, whether it's you or somebody else.
Yeah, I was going to do the first few, like you said, so I'm comfortable with it, so I can get the person to say, here's what I want you to do.
You got it. Just the script is it's a no-brainer. And you're going to go out and hire a phone salesperson. So
yeah.
making outbound dials to somebody that does phone sales,
yeah.
That's what they expect to do when they wake up. But, the reason you need to make a handful so you can train the script, make a handful. Right? You don't have to be an expert at it. Just be able to speak intelligently about it. That's all. And the way you do that is just go get a little experience. I mean, talk to 5 to 10 sellers. You don't have to talk to 50.
Right.
Talk to 5. You can, if you call and talk to 5 sellers, you can train a phone salesperson on what to do. Easy.
Yeah.
So, yep.
Okay.
Good stuff. Keep your foot on the gas. You're right there. The sooner all of you, right? Some of you are already there, obviously, but the sooner you get to skip trace leads and somebody on the phone calling them, the sooner we start talking about offer prices and getting paperwork out for signature and contract. You're right there.
Right. Okay.
So, and get on that bird dog. You can flat out tell this person, listen, I need 250 leads by this date, and give them. So this guy, his name is Guy, but my guy has brought in 237 in 3 days, and he has a full-time job. So, people can find them. So it is okay to tell your skip tracer or your bird dog, this is what my business needs. I need 250 leads by Sunday, right? Today's Thursday, by Sunday. And I would love to give all this business to you, but that's what the business needs. Can you do that for me? Yes or no?
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
Just tell them. They'll just tell you. If yes, let's make it happen. If no, update your ad. Get somebody else out there. So the business needs what the business needs. And this isn't, we're not it right. Yes, we want to be friendly and cordial to people, but this is what the business needs. The business can't wait for it. So we need these leads ASAP, put a deadline to it. Is that something you can do or not? I would love to give all of this money to you and make it happen, right? You already know the system. You've already been paid. I'm hoping you'll just tell me you can do it. But where are you at? This is what needs to happen. So don't be afraid to drive. It's not natural for everybody's personality to really drive like that. But if we don't, one day turns into four, turns into a week, turns into, holy crap, I'm still stuck here, and it's a month later, 2 months later.
Right.
And that's what we have to do everything in our power to avoid. So, and it's going to take, this is just the way life works. Things don't get done unless we drive them. It's just the way it is.
This is Larry Potts. I just pulled up with Janie had emailed in today, said we chose Tampa market. And yep. I just went on to Craigslist and hunted for buyers, and it's just all over the damn place. It's just covered up with we buy houses, so.
All over. Yeah, and those people are legit.
Yeah.
Call and talk to them. I mean, they post right there in Craigslist.
Yeah, I got a number right here.
Yep.
Janie's kind of tied up. We both been. She's kind of, after Mama passed away last week, trying to finish things in the estate, close up a house and get all that, and then we go out of town for 10 days to Costa Rica. But in the middle of it, my house I talked about the other night, they have the contract in the hand, and hopefully I pick it up tomorrow. And I've already got two prospective buyers.
Yep.
From the, you know, for me to wholesale.
When do you leave for 10 days?
We leave next Thursday morning.
Okay. So we've got to have this thing tied up, title work in place, hopefully researched so there are no surprises, and then closing date set.
Mm-hmm.
Ideally, before you guys roll. So,
well, more than likely, as soon as I get it in the hand, I'll shop it to the two wholesalers and get an assignment contract, get my money, and get out of town.
Hey, you can call prior. Hey, I'm waiting on signatures, but here's what I have coming. Don't give address. Don't give anything.
Oh, I've done that. I've been working that end of it.
I'm gonna have the contract for sale. Yep.
Yeah.
One
of them that I offered for $150, money guy says, well, if he gets it for that, we could probably give him $5,000. They didn't know I was buying at $143, so I'm going, okay. You know.
Right.
You know, just
nice.
Yeah, I just stepped in, you know.
Do you think you'll be able to assign it, or are you going to have to double close it?
I'm going to assign it.
Okay.
You know, I just want to clean it out that way. And just, you know, that way I'm not waiting for them to decide when they want to close, how they want to close. I've made the stipulation that my attorney that I use will be the person to hold money in escrow.
Perfect. Yep.
Because they tried to use another attorney that I've used, and I told him I'd never use that attorney again. He's a slime, you know.
Yeah, rule of thumb in real estate is the seller picks the attorney. Now, when you're going to a vacant house, and you're just working with a homeowner, go to your investor-friendly title company or attorney that you have a relationship
with.
It's not that they're going to skew the transaction your way, right? They have fiduciary responsibility to be the neutral party. But if you already know that they're competent, you have a relationship with them, absolutely steer it towards the people that you know.
Yeah.
Every time.
Done deals with them, confident with them.
Yep.
You know, I called them today and left a message. I said, I just need to, you know, put some escrow money with you. He said, bring it by. We'll fill out the forms. No question about who is going to close it or how it's going to, you know, what's going to go on, you know.
Yeah, you all in your markets, you want to find, right, and this is right out of the training. Ask the other buyers as you meet them, hey, who's the investor-friendly title company or closer in this town? I just did this. I did this in a market last week. I asked two separate buyers, and I said, if they both give me the same company, I know I've found the right one. And it just so happened that they both sent me. They said, you want to talk to so-and-so at this company. So there you go. You don't need to look any further. That's who you want to close deals for you. So you just ask. Simple.
Yep.
Good stuff. So, you're picking up the contract tomorrow.
Yeah, I should. It should deliver over there. I got to go pick it up.
Okay.
Well, I emailed the copy of the contract, but I also have the contract for my – well, Janie was here in town today. We filled out the contract. She signed it, since she is the principal in the our LLC. Yep. And all I have to do is go over there and have them sign it. And I've got the check. I'll show them, you know, the check going to the escrow company. So everything good.
So,
it should just roll through pretty simple.
So, Larry, we want a buyer in place by Monday. Sign contract tomorrow. Hustle this sucker tomorrow and over the weekend. I mean, you got to move it, right? Create the excitement. It's in your voice, because you're going to train eventually, right? If you want to get out of the disposition side of this business too. So you're going to train somebody how to do this, but you've got a deal line. It's hot. Everybody in town wants to see it. It's getting a ton of interest. Everybody I talk to is asking how they can get in, when they can go see it, right? Sell it. People say, right, I don't want to be in sales, and I don't like sales, and blah, blah, blah. It's garbage. Doesn't matter. Sell it.
Everybody's a salesman, you know. Everybody's
sell
got a girlfriend.
The deal. Sell the deal.
The only one that's not a salesman, show me a guy that don't have a girlfriend, I'll show you somebody that's not a salesman. The rest of them have sales skills.
We have to love it, right? We have to love it. Everybody wins when somebody buys, and you have to believe that. How does this end buyer win? They buy your good deal. And the seller wins because they're getting rid of a problem, and the end buyer wins, and that only happens when we put this whole thing together. So get rid of these notions that salespeople are slimy and you don't want to be one of those, right? You don't have to do it. You don't have to be a creep, but tell the story on the deal, create some excitement, be confident about it, and let's have buyer in place by Monday. Let's just put make that the goal. By Monday's call, you're going to check in and say, hey, we found our end buyer, earnest money's in place, contract's ready to go. And then you guys can just go have fun on your trip. This sucker's ready and lined up.
Yeah, I'm going into Craigslist in Athens because I've just used my network and not Craigslist. So let me get to Craigslist and see how many buyers are there.
Craigslist and Google, telling you. Hey, do this. Some of you are in fix-flip markets, and even if you're not, so this is something you can have your bird dogs do. When they're driving around and they see a roll-off in front of a place and construction going on, tell them to pull over, walk inside, right? They're in the neighborhoods anyway, taking pictures. Walk inside and ask if the owner's on site. And, you know, owners show up to their properties, right? The chance that they catch them is a little bit slim, but they'll talk to some. And if not, then ask whoever's on site, say, who's the project manager, GC, or owner? Can I get a phone number? And just have them explain. I'm a field agent for a real estate company. We have deals in this town. And I want to talk to the owner and see if they're still buying, because we've got great deals. And then just pay them. If you want to, right? If it's $3 for a lead, maybe you just pay them $3 for a buyer lead and pay them for it. And then have them get a name and number, and then they'll bring it back to you. And you call up, you say, hey, my field agent was in the neighborhood today. Looks like you own a property at so-and-so. Now you'll have an idea, you know, right? I'm assuming you're doing a fix and flip here, or I'm assuming you're fixing it up to be rented. Great. Hey, we've got more deals coming in the neighborhood. You know, what are you looking for? Are you still buying? A great way to go to conversation with buyers. And now you know that they buy in the area. And so you can do the same thing by buying the absentee owners out of list source and skip tracing them, right? And that works too. But if your bird dogs are in the area, just have them pull over it at every roll-off. Go in and try and track down a name and a number for you. I'm assuming the silence means everybody thinks that that tip was worth the price of admission. is that what that is?
It would. I'm looking at Athens, Georgia, small town. The number of people wanted, wanted cash for equity, takeover payments. We buy houses. We buy houses. We have mobile homes. We buy multifamily properties. We buy.
Yep. And then go to Google and type in cash buyers in Athens, Georgia, and it'll pull up a handful more.
Okay.
There'll be a little overlap, but you can you can easily find 10 to 20 buyers just by doing that. And then have your bird dogs go find 20 more.
Yeah. I'm running slow. I can't look it up tonight. My internet's down for 2 days, and I'm having to use my phone as a hotspot, and it's not the fastest hotspot.
Not ideal?
Not ideal. Hey, but it keeps me on the internet.
That's right. Yeah, imagine back in the day without internet and how much harder it was to do all this. I mean, you could still find information. You just it just wasn't all at the on your screen on a keyboard. So we have it easy today.
Hey, when it started, I was using a modem at I think it was 560 baud. Yeah, unbelievable. A 10-page document took 8 hours. Really nice, good downloading that kind of stuff.
You say, okay, I just click send. You should have it first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Well, nice. What you just said about stopping, training the people to stop if they see a roll-off, I was in the electronic cash register, mechanical and electronic cash register business for years as an owner, and I kidded everybody. When I was driving anywhere, I chased loads of lumber because I knew something was going on.
Yep.
And if it was heading to a business district, I just followed the lumber to see who was doing some construction. And it paid off just like you're saying, many times.
Absolutely. Yep. You can also, we talk about this one on here too, but you can put out bird dogs or bandit signs. Have your bird dogs put them out for you. Obviously play by the sign rules in your local area, which are easy to find online. Just look it up or call somebody at the city. But so, in investor property contracts for sale in this neighborhood, call this number. And then how we do it is set up a FreedomSoft campaign, tie a phone number to it, put that number on your sign, and then just let FreedomSoft capture them all for you. And then, once a week, twice a week, go in and call people back, touch base with them. But you have interested parties and buyers. Whether they have projects in the neighborhoods or are looking for projects in the neighborhoods, they're driving around anyway. So let them bump into your sign. Have them call you. So, all right. Larry, good update, man. I want you guys to let's get that paperwork tomorrow. Hustle that thing up. Let's try and have a buyer by Monday, by Monday's call.
I will do it. I'll work Saturday and Sunday. She's in assisted living home, so I've got to kind of – and going through a third party to get me access to her without being in, I don't want to meet the buyer without this other lady because it's kind of a buffer because sometimes sometimes I go into sales mode and it's hard to be nice and candy sweet.
Be candy sweet, get that signature, and let's go get this problem solved. You want the payday and I want the story recorded, so everybody will.
Yeah,
good stuff. Who else?
Hey, Mike, it's Mike Bilsich again.
Yes, sir.
What was the name of that? Upward?
Upwork.
Upwork.
UPWORK. Yep.
Okay. All right.
And there's a video and just a real simple script to put in there in the coaching center.
Okay.
So just follow that. Set up your free account and post it.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Who else?
Yeah, Mike, it's Clark.
Hey, Clark.
I got a question. How many leads is it before we get a VA on top of it all? I mean, just to be efficient.
If you
10,
have leads
20.
That need skip traced, you need a VA. Yeah, you can pay them hourly. So just say this is, 2 to 20 hours a week. But yeah, if you have leads in FreedomSoft, you're ready for a VA. Even if they go in and do 10 for you and they don't skip trace for you again for another 3 days for whatever reason.
Yeah, that's kind of my question. So there's not a minimum there.
Get those phone numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had people call, 1, 2, 3 leads and find an interested seller and go to contract. So, yeah, if you have leads there, you need a skip tracer.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm still trying to get this one bird dog. He's enthusiastic. He's producing a lot, but he can't get the pictures in. So.
Yeah, that's bizarre to me. Yeah, no, I
think what he's doing.
I
think he's sending pictures full size, and I think there's a data problem. So I told him to minimize the pictures, and maybe they'll go through. So I haven't checked that out yet. Hopefully it worked.
Okay. Here's the thing. I'll be honest with you. If nothing else, and he's hungry, tell him to get the addresses in. I mean, you want to see what the property looks like, but at the end of the day, could you use an address, find the owner, skip trace it, call the owner, get a property under contract, and then look it up on Google Maps? Yes. So it seems like it should be a fairly simple fix, Clark, but if it's not and they want to go drive, have them send them in. You'll have to spot check a few. Just take the address to Google Maps. Make sure that the place looks vacant. You know what I mean? But
well, he can send the pictures to me. I mean, I get them on my email. So
maybe he can send them to the FreedomSoft campaign and to you. Just CC you on it. Still, it seems like they ought to be able to figure out how to send in an image.
Well,
I mean, I had a guy yesterday. He's on an Android, and we figured it out in about 5 minutes. So,
well, he and I are both trying to figure it out. I mean, we're both probably technologically a little less savvy than some, but I'm confident we'll get it worked out.
Is he on Android or iPhone?
He's on an Android.
And you're on an iPhone?
No, I'm on an Android also.
Oh, but you've been able to send him in with the picture.
I know, that's the thing. So I'm thinking, because when he emails me the pictures, they show up my email first thing, full page.
So Clark, here's what I want you to do. Here's what I want you to do. Grab somebody else's phone and turn theirs on video camera and then hold your phone in front of it and then go through step by step, shoot a video of you on your phone on how to submit this deal and then text or email that to your bird dog. Just do an impromptu how-to video.
That's a good idea. I think, I mean, we've been going back and forth. I think we got it. Hopefully we've got it straightened out, but that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're on the same phone, just show them step by step. Here's how you do this.
Right.
Bam, 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 bam. Click send. And then, yeah, the power of video. If a picture is worth 1,000 words, then a video is worth 1,100. It's got to be at least 1,100, don't you think? Yeah, do that. Grab somebody else's phone and shoot them a how-to video.
Okay. I told him to borrow someone else's phone and actually take a picture and send it in and see if it's his phone. So we're exploring the possibilities here. I think we'll get it worked out.
Okay. Yeah, if you have somebody that's hungry and it's just a tech thing, let's just get a solution to this because I think we've been talking about this tech thing for a week now. So, and I get it.
Yeah.
It happens. Let's find a solution and get past it.
Well, he'll be relieved to know that he could just give me the address numbers if we can't get the pictures. So he's ready to go.
If worse comes to worse, yep. Have him copy, have him send it to your email and the campaign email, and that way it's going to clutter up your inbox a little bit. But that way, in the event that you need to get a picture into FreedomSoft, you can just go into your email, find the address, save it to your computer, and upload it to that lead record,
right,
to the images section, so it won't be hard to get it in. So,
okay.
Worst case scenario. Yep. Anything else? No.
That's it for me. Thanks.
Okay. Yep. Who else? The tech side. That's just the world we live in. Going to be some tech items from time to time. Tell you what, though, it's worth figuring out because things are a lot easier now than 20 years ago, buying and selling real estate. No question. I mean, even it just wasn't that long ago. I mean, when Rob started, 18, 19 years ago, and he was, I think most of you know his story, but he went through a coaching program. That's how he got launched. He went to a 4-hour, I think it was like a 2 or 3-hour Wednesday night deal that sold him into a three-day weekend that sold him into, I think he paid $22,000, if I'm not mistaken, 19 years ago. And he was faxing in checks. So just Rob in his investing career has gone from faxing everything. You know, they wanted to say, you know, they told him, hey, when you close the deal, fax us a copy of the check. Because that, you know, that's how information moved around. So, you know, not that long ago. Now we can just do all this stuff on online. It's pretty cool. Who else? Questions and updates? Somebody has a question. I can feel it. Don't make me a liar.
Okay. This is Leif Hawk. I'm going to get off.
Hey. What's that?
I'll talk to you Monday night.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good, Larry. Yep.
Okay.
Make that thing happen. Yep. See ya. Who else? I'm always going to double check, triple check. I want to make sure we have no questions left unturned. All right.
Hey, this is Larry. I'll double dip again. So,
yeah, jump in.
So now that I know what I'm looking for as far as metrics, are there a lot of cities out there that meet that criteria? I've been picking cities emotionally, like where I want to be, which is the problem in the first place. So now I'm going to look at just let the numbers lead me to where I need to be, but I'm just curious to know how. Go ahead.
Yeah, let me make a comment on that. It's not bad to say, hey, I like to vacation here. I have family here. I like, you know, I was here 10 years ago and enjoyed it. No, you know, that's letting emotion jump in, but there's nothing wrong with that. But here's what, right, from working with Rob for quite a while now, one of the things that he's really good at is he just lets data drive. He really does. And it starts with market selection, and it goes all the way down to, he doesn't go into a market and say, I'm going to wholesale fix and flips here. He goes into a market and says, let's talk to 20 buyers and see what they want. Let's go sell them that, right? That's data-driven. It's fun to fix up a house and sell it. It's cool. Take a beat-up house, renovate it, give it back to society. You know, it's cool. It can be emotional. I just really, really enjoy that process. But he always lets the data drive. And that's how he was taught. He's an engineer by trade, so he's a little more data-minded than some of us are wired. But it's a good lesson in this whole thing. So, yeah, let's let the data tell us where to go. The data tells us where to buy, right? That's why we go through these steps. Like when you buy the list from ListSource and you have all this data on, hey, in this neighborhood, 3-1s are, you know, investors are paying $22,000 for them. So now you know. You're not making I think I need to make an offer at 10 or 15 or 20. You know, right? Investors are paying low to mid-20s for 3-bed, 1-bath houses in this zip code. Okay, I need to be at 15. I got to be at 15 or better so I can mark this thing up $5,000 to $8,000. So that's just it's just a better way to do things, Larry. And it's not that I'm trying to think if he just really lets the data drive it. I mean, that's just what I've watched him do. Keep the emotions out of it, and it's it's not always easy, especially depending on how we're wired. So yeah, it's a good observation. Let's let data tell us where to go, because data, I mean, unless we're pulling bad data, it's a great way to make decisions. When we have the numbers,
right. We
have the info. So,
I'll shoot that back to you tomorrow.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, we'll get your market in place, and then you're on to step three. So, yeah, you know, a little sneak peek here on your first office hours call, but you know, VAs, skip tracers, salespeople. You know, you were telling me right out of the gate, it's all about the leverage. And so that, you know, that's what we're going to put in place. We're just going to build it right the first time out of the gate with some people in place.
Yeah, this,
so it's not all
exactly. This is
not
exactly
all
what I need.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got to be system driven, or else this business is too hard. It'll take up too much of your time, or
inconsistent.
It'll be inconsistent. Yeah, and then you know the goal is to have money with every month, and that won't happen. So what you have to do is right. I mean, a system. Don't see it as personnel. Don't see a salesperson as personnel. They are, but that's your system. Right, that salesperson is going to want to get paid, and they're on commission. So for them to get paid, they've got to be finding deals, putting them under contract, and then we've got to find buyers for them. But that's the system, right? There has to be some expectations in there about how many dials they're going to make a day, how many either appointments or offers they're going to make a day as things move forward. That way, you don't have to get up in the morning and say, "Ooh, I wonder if we're going to make any offers today." Nope, you have a system. Maybe called Susan or Larry or Bob, whoever's on your team, right? But that's a system. So that's what you want in place so that, you know, when you get up, ideally, you've got a salesperson or two. Rob has three, you know, and they – so, Larry, you weren't on the call on Monday, but they bought – Rob and Brad bought 9 houses last week. And it's all, you know, they're not making offers. They just have systems in place. And it looks like – 2 to 3 salespeople, because turnover is real.
Okay.
They have one dispositions person who's moving. Once the properties are under contract, they're taking them to the buyers, selling it on that side of the transaction, right?
Yeah.
They have a leads manager who's a college kid, started as an intern, still in school, but they're paying part-time to find bird dogs, hire bird dogs, train bird dogs, and make sure skip tracers are logging in, researching the addresses. So the leads manager is in place to feed the sales machine, right?
Gotcha.
The sales machine is calling the sellers, finding the motivation, making the offers, getting the contracts. They turn it over to the dispositions machine, which is one guy out of our office here in Denver, and he's working all the transactions. Now, they have Pat's on board, and Pat is their transaction coordinator, is what she does, managing, right? Because now they have, last week they bought 9 and sold 4. So 13 transactions going down that week, right? So they're at that level, and that's, you know, when you start to get some volume going, right? Like a contract closing coordinator makes a lot of sense that you can pay, you know, $200-$300 per closing, per file, something like that. You can find them online. Right? They're in your area. But somebody to coordinate those pieces, and that's what the system looks like. It's not a ton of people. I mean, and Rob and Brad at this point, they oversee it, and they go talk to buyers, put deals together, raise private money. That's where their focus is, because leads manager has got the leads. Sales team takes it from there. At contract, disposition grabs it. And then dispositions and transaction coordinator get it to the closing table. I mean, it's a handful of people, is all. And if you're coming out of the gate, and you say, hey, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 deals a month, completely changes your life. You can do that with yourself, a salesperson, a VA doing the research for you. Maybe a dispositions person, but maybe not. I mean, you could be doing that, you know, even if you have a full-time job, shooting text messages at lunch or after hours or whatever the case. But so even with or without a dispositions person, there's like, you know, 3 or 4 of you, and a bird dog or two generating the leads. And the cool thing about it is you're going to pay the bird dog for the lead, for the address. You're going to pay the VA, you know, at tops a quarter to go research it, because they can do multiple records per hour. So you're into the lead for less than $4. Your salesperson is paid commission at closing. Your dispositions person, if you have them, is paid commission at closing. So you're not out of pocket very much to run this whole thing. And you can do some pretty serious volume with a team of 4 to 5.
And those people are across all of the areas, or, I mean, obviously you wouldn't need that. I mean, is that for like one territory, or is that for like the whole portfolio?
Whatever you want. Yeah, Rob and Brad are buying Memphis right now, and there's enough deals there that they don't need to go anywhere else.
Gotcha.
So they're just focused there. Now they're a little more complicated, right? They're going in, doing the renovation. So they have Andrew, project manager Andrew. He lives here. He goes to Memphis every 2 weeks. They rented him a little apartment. right? But you don't have to get there. You can get there if you want to, but you don't, right? Don't go right out of the gate to that. Right? You know, I hesitate to even bring some of this up because don't even think that I'm saying you have to go start doing construction and rent an apartment. Of course not. You can just get in and get out wholesaling. And you can wholesale with that little team right there. You can easily wholesale in multiple markets. Your salesperson's going to be working leads in different markets. Your dispositions person is going to be taking, you know, deals under contract to buyers in different markets. Your transaction coordinator can literally be anywhere. I mean, they're just coordinating, you know, the paperwork, make sure earnest money's in, make sure title's clear, you know, just keep everybody on the same page. You can pay them at closing. So it's a sweet little business. And that, you know, that's Rob's whole deal that he's always taught is live where you want, buy and sell where it makes sense. That little team right there, you can buy and sell in multiple markets across the country and live wherever the heck you want. He has a student that did his high-end coaching a couple years ago, his 100K to scale platform, performer platform. And he works Chicago, but he likes to be in Europe. And so Brad made, it was a month, I think it was a year and a half ago, and he does it consistently now, but he did over $100,000 a month wholesaling deals in Chicago, and he was vacationing in Holland the entire time. And he just had a little team. And he just wanted to be – he's a single guy. He just wanted to be in Europe. So he went to Europe and oversaw everything from there. And his company consistently does 6 figures a month, and he can just do it from – you know, he lives part of the year up in Vail in Colorado in a ski town, and the other part wherever the heck he wants. So,
sweet.
Very, very doable. That's what we're setting up here. That's what the system sets up. And, it takes a couple people, but not a lot of moving parts.
Could I ask you a question? This is Clark again, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely.
About this topic, I mean, is everyone working under the same roof, or are you having guys doing your sales and your dispositions from home, or what?
Yeah, Rob's main sales guy is out of Phoenix. They do have a sales guy in the office, but there's been a little bit of turnover. They've had one guy the whole time. And when I say whole time, they launched Memphis, what, 6, 7 months ago, 8 months ago maybe? Yeah, the lead sales guy's out of Phoenix. Dispositions has been remote. It's now in the office. Their project coordinator's in the office, but Pat also does property management for them. So they have another component to it that not everybody needs or is even interested in. But still, a salesperson, right, what we encourage is hire sales and dispositions in your market. They don't have to be, but the only reason is if you need to go and sit down and have coffee and do training or something at Starbucks or whatever, or make phone calls together, you can do that. Now, you can do a conference call and make phone calls using technology, but, you know, if somebody's in town, you can meet them for lunch, go to dinner, talk business, whatever, because they're local. So that can make things a little bit easier. But, yeah, that said, their lead sales guy lives in Phoenix.
Okay, I just, you know, I mean...
Their VA is out of the Philippines, and their college student, his parents live here, so he's here during the summer, but I can't remember where he goes to school. He's out of state, too. So...
I was just wondering, because it seems like there's a considerable amount of office activity, and it's a little daunting thinking that
you can do it.
For it.
Nope, you can do it all without office.
Yeah, good. Okay, that's what.
So Rob, I mean, Rob's been in business in Denver, and you know, the media company, and a lot of things for a long time. So he's had office space forever, but you don't have to have any. Tell your salesperson, you know, like in Denver, I could hire a salesperson in Denver. We could go meet up and do some training together. But, you know, one of the perks is work out of your house. Work out of a coffee shop. I don't care. As long as it's quiet and the person on the other end of the line can hear you. Doesn't matter. They can work from wherever they want. Your VA is likely going to be out of the country. I mean, your bird dogs will be local to the market, obviously, where you're generating leads. Your transaction coordinator could be local, but they could be remote. You can have a completely virtual team.
I'm really unfamiliar
no
with
office,
sales activity.
No office space. What's that?
With sales activity, a salesman, someone in sales, are they going to be content just selling the few things that we have coming in for them? Are they going to want a full-time gig? Can we produce enough to keep them happy at this stage? Yeah.
Depends. Yeah. Here's the thing. You know how to turn on leads. You know how to get them skip traced. Some students come into the program and they say 2-3 deals a month, I'm set. Others come in and say, you know, I want to go knock out 20. Let's really kill this thing and get it ramped up. So, yeah, that's a part of it. If you don't have full-time leads for somebody yet, then this is a heck of a part-time sales gig to go close $5,000 to $12,000 to $15,000 transactions and get paid a commission on it. That's
gotcha.
a sweet little part-time sales gig if that's all you can handle. So, yeah, maybe you're at it's part-time now, but the plan is to grow full-time. And that's everywhere. I mean, what, 90% of the country is trying to figure out how to make some extra income? I'm just pulling that stat out of the air, but everybody could use more money, right? So this makes a great little gig for somebody. Just make sure, right, get a salesperson, high D, high I's can work too on the DISC test, but get a driver, get a high D in there. And I'll tell you what's cool about it, Clark, is excuse me. Let me get a drink. My throat's dry. Here's what's cool about this. You get a driver on board, and you get somebody that starts calling leads and burning through leads. They're going to put some pressure on the lead gen side of the business, and that's a great pressure to be on your business, to have somebody that's hungry saying, Clark, I need more leads, I need more leads, I need more leads. Because they'll find motivation. I'm just saying, that's a great spot for your business to be in, to have a salesperson beating down your door saying, find me 100 more people to talk to. Nothing wrong with being there. It's still pressure, but it's good pressure. A heck of a lot better than, hey, nothing's going on, nobody's making calls, right? That still puts pressure on the business. It's just negative. So, but yeah, that's a great place for you to get to find a great salesperson that says, hey, man, I'm all in. You know, feed me some good leads. Because then it'll force you to stay focused on the lead gen side and to really put a system in place, right? And a system can look like, hey, bird dog or bird dogs. You can tell them. You can cap them at a certain amount. You don't have to just cut them loose and pay them whatever they come up with, right? Get somebody on and say, hey, here's the thing. I want to keep you busier, but we're getting this business off the ground, so bring me 50 leads a week. You know, go get to 50. I'll pay you for them, and then get me 50 the next week. So you guys can control this, right? I mean, that everybody has marketing budget different reserves and capital. I'm having a brain cramp, right? But we have different marketing budgets, so control that. But then once you have that going, you know, we'll show you the system to keep that in place. You know, skip tracer, hey, 150 are going to be coming in every week, right? I need to make sure you can cover these. Great. Okay, we got that down. And then, you know, your salesperson, hey, we're going to do it at 150 a week. Let's go make some hay, and then we'll wrap this thing up. So, but, yeah, you want to get I like it when you all bring on hungry salespeople that, you know, call you up and say, hey, where are my next batch of leads coming from? That's a good thing. Especially, yeah. You know, find somebody that's effective, because they'll mine the gold out of these leads, no question. And we'll help you through the process, obviously. So, but yeah, believe that you will be able to feed them. The question was really about a little bit of a lack of belief on, ooh, I get a rock star salesperson in there. Can I even handle them? Can I even keep them busy? So, yeah, trust the system. We'll help you through it. But yeah, you can. And if you want to get to two or three salespeople, you guys just got to ramp up the leads. The thing about it though is, maybe a different market or two, maybe more bird dogs in the same market, maybe another skip tracer. But it's not rocket science to scale this thing, right? It's just more of what's in place. And you don't have to, you can do way more transactions and handle way more volume with a very small increase in personnel, and that's called leverage. So, right, one salesperson, two to three, they can turn on. I mean, Rob, for the most part, there's been some turnover. So for, you know, let's average it out. They've had about two salespeople, and, you know, they do multiple. I told you, they bought nine last week. That was a good week, they average a couple, but not super heavy on the personnel side of things. They get it cooking. Now, obviously, this is Rob's system, right? He's been doing this for a long time. He's super dialed, but they had a six-figure month in month two in Memphis. So... yeah, it's there. And it's really as big as you want it to be. That's what's cool about it. Long answer to your question, Clark, though. But
no, that's good.
Yeah.
Good info. Thanks.
Yes, you'll be able to feed them.
Okay.
It almost, when you put the cart before the horse, it makes you go find bird dogs. Whereas if there's nobody calling, there's really not pressure on that side of the business yet, right? You told us 12 leads have come in. If you had a salesperson on board that said they're starting on Monday, right, all of us, any of us, would be on the phone constantly until we had three bird dogs working, bringing in leads today. So it's a good thing to get that person in place, because it creates movement throughout the entire business.
Okay.
Yes, sir. That's all being an entrepreneur is anyway, is creating problems, right? That's what business owners do, is create problems and then go find solutions. So if you really, and this will take a leap of faith, but if you really want to force, like Clark, where you're at, if you really want to force the hand, which I'm all for because we'll help you through it, go post your ad knowing you have 12 leads in the tank. Go post your ad for a salesperson and start talking to them. And start interviewing to get that person on board. That will force your hand. And we'll help you every step of the way. So that offer's out there for anybody. That's uncomfortable. I get it. That would be an uncomfortable thing for you to do right now. And I'm telling you that to get to the results where we got to go, we're going to have to do some uncomfortable things. And that would be one of them. I'm not going to tell you I think that's your logical next step, because you can build it in a different order, right? We're still going to help every step of the way. But I'm just saying, if you wanted to really put some pressure on the business, which you would, right, you would come through, you'd figure it out, you'd make it happen, and we'll help you, that you would go do that next. Kind of just force the issue. And anybody listening could do the same thing.
What was that?
How do we advertise?
I was just telling Clark, he has 12 leads, and his question was, can I keep a salesperson busy? So I said, hey, if you want to force your hand, go post an ad for a salesperson and start having conversations to hire somebody with 12 leads, knowing that they'll burn through those in 30 to 60 minutes.
That's how I got to where I am now. I quit my job 4 years ago, and I'm glad I did it. And I went back to a job last month, but not because I made a mistake. I'm just trying to not – I'm tired of fighting fires, you know, and fixing my business and worried about where my next money's coming from. But but it worked.
Here's the thing, Larry. You burned a bridge, right? You threw the bridge in the water and burned it, and it forced you into action. So that's right. The same thing I was telling Clark. It's not really burning, right? It's not getting rid of something. It's adding a new component to the business that would force your hand, because human nature is going to say, hey, this person just came to me. I told him I could feed him good leads, and I'm not going to let him down. And so, you know, that's an uncomfortable thing to do. That would be a Clark, you want to ramp things up in a short amount of time? Go do it. And of course, we'll help.
Not that I don't want to. There's, you know, everyone's got stuff. I got stuff.
Everybody does. I get it.
I got to think about this.
You put it in the back of your mind. I can't let so and so down. You'll make time to get it done. You'll find a way.
Yeah. How would we find a salesperson? What's the best way to do that?
Yeah. So again, go right into the coaching center. We have a sample job ad in there. Post it on Craigslist or Indeed.com.
Okay.
I like to keep them short and sweet. Here's the thing: R&D, right? Rob and duplicate. Now, never plagiarize, but go either into your local market or go into some other markets and go to the sales page in Craigslist and read through 5 to 10 sales job postings. Find one that you like. If you like it, people who think like you do will like it as well, and there's a better chance of synergy between you and your salesperson. It's fun to have people on the team that are pleasant. I'll tell you what, if you get a salesperson that's effective, I mean, you don't have to invite them over for Thanksgiving. You know, that'd be cool if you did, but at the end of the day, this is about results. You can always just go find a couple that you like and say, hey, I like how this one is. Maybe it's more long form or maybe it's more bullet point. I'll tell you my preference on it. You want somebody that's high D. High D people want you to get straight to the point. They don't want to read really any background story, anything that's not relevant. And so when I go to post a sales ad looking for a high D person, I use as few words as possible, cut to the chase, say something like rock star, you know, looking for a rock star phone salesperson, and then just go right into bullet points. We're a real estate company. We buy whatever. If you want to put, we're focused on one primary market, or a little background on the company. You know, you don't even have to include that if you don't want. And just put high ticket items, lucrative commission pay structure, 100% commission, great leads provided. Just a couple bullet items like that. Fire it out and see what people think. And first of all, if you're posting in sales and people hate sales, they're not going to look there in Craigslist. So you have a pretty good chance anyway that a high D or high I person is going to look at it. Because if they just say, ugh, I hate sales, they're not even opening that page. And then from there, you know, get it posted. You'll get some responses. If that first phone conversation goes well, send them to a DISC test. If all of you haven't taken a DISC test ever, go take it. DISC, D-I-S-C. You can just do a Google search for free DISC test. You can get a paid version for $29 that's more comprehensive. But if you're honest on the free version, it'll give you a similar feedback. So, people will respond to your ad. send them to the free version, or Rob pays $30 for the full version. I don't care which one you do. Have them fill it out. You want high D or high I. If they are not high D or high I, they are not the salesperson for your business, period. End of story.
What is high D or high I? What is that?
D is dominant, I is influencer. So if you're not at all familiar with the DISC test, you don't have to be a pro at it. Look it up online. There's tons of information, and take it yourself and figure out what you are. D's are dominant personalities. D's and I's are the extroverts. S's and C's are the introverts. S's are supporters, and C's are accountants, but I can't think of the C word. Somebody help me out. I don't remember. Anyway, and it'll give you a personality profile. And you want...
And this is DISC set?
DISC. D-I-S-C test. Yep.
DISC test. Okay, good.
Yep. Yeah, go take it. If you haven't, do the free version. It's only 12 or 20 questions. I mean, you'll do it in 5 minutes, and it'll give you a printout on your personality type. Here's the thing about it. First of all, high D people are effective at sales. Top salespeople, it doesn't matter what the profession, they're high D, high I. That's just how they're wired. The other thing about it too is you get a high D, they're a driver, somebody that you can, you know, say, hey, here's the direction we're going, steer this ship, and they will step on the gas and push things, and that's the person you want. So I'm not high D. I'm not. And so for me to get a high D person in sales will force the issue on the lead gen side of the business, because that person is going to be drive. That person is going to be money motivated. A good phone salesperson knows that, you know, if this person said no, I'm just going to keep making dials until I find somebody to say yes. And they will put really good pressure on your business to keep leads coming in. And so that's just a great system that's a part of this program, is to put a high D on the phone with your leads, because they'll go make it happen. They'll be motivated by money, and that's exactly who you want sitting in that spot. And they'll force action throughout the entire business. You're going to have to keep up with leads. You're going to have to find buyers, right? Eventually you're going to bring a dispositions person on board to sell all the contracts they're tying up to end buyers. So, but that's the process. It's not, you know, it's not rocket science. Simple add to phone call, to DISC test, to either they're a fit or they're not from there. If you're down to two, one high D and one high I, and they can both work, and you don't want to bring two on board, take the high D. A lot to chew on here tonight, huh?
Yeah.
Love it. Excuse me. We have to be flipping back and forth between both hats, right? When you're starting out and you're a one-person show, you have to work in the business. As your team starts to grow a little bit, you're going to split up that time working in the business and working on the business. And eventually, with the team in place, we want most of your work being done on the business and not in. So that's the transition from all in to, you know, a percentage of both where you're working both. But as a business owner, this is why we do office hours, because the course, the website lays out the what. But it's all about the how, and how to think a little different, and how to plan ahead, and how to get a good system in place. And I'm telling you, you want your business to go places, put a high D or two in your sales department and cut them loose and find two people that are really hungry to go make a lot of money. And they will put really good pressure on your business to feed them leads, and then to get really efficient on the back end disposition side of things. to get those contracts to closing. So, you know, I'm just telling you, if that's what you desire, and that's why everybody's here, right? Put some things in place. That's a really key position for a lot of different reasons. And good salespeople are all over the place. And they're chomping at the bit for an opportunity like this. I mean, if you're in phone sales, and everybody right now likes real estate anyway because it's just cool and trendy. So to get involved, you know, buying and selling beat up houses, this is fun work to make a difference, to really solve problems, legitimate problems for people that need to sell real estate, and then to get paid great money to do it. And to be totally flexible and to work from anywhere and to not, you know, to not have a ceiling on what you can make. You can find those people all day, every day. Now, you may have to go through a couple to find a good fit for your business and, you know, somebody that, you know, just whatever. Not everybody gets along, and that's just life. But wow, those people are all over the place. This is cool work. It's good stuff that we do. And it's trendy. People want in. So, what else? Try and wrap these up in 90 minutes. So we've got a few left. If somebody else has any more questions, let me know. So Clark, you at 12 leads now. When you get to 50, post that ad.
Okay, I can do that.
I love it. So that way it's not quite as uncomfortable as it is today, but it'll still be, because 50 leads will last somebody a couple days. Yeah, maybe three or four. Yep.
Okay. Good enough.
And if you want part-time, put part-time on there. You know, whatever you think you can handle. Obviously, don't set yourself up for failure, but also don't cut yourself short on what you can do. It's amazing what happens with a little pressure and a deadline, right? You'll come through, and we're here to help you do it. So I want you to, if you're not uncomfortable, we're not moving fast enough, right? That famous Mario Andretti quote said, if you're not scared, you're not going fast enough as a race car driver. So, and right, it's not like we're going to hit a wall at 200 miles an hour at Indy. So, right, we're not going to do anything here that is life-threatening. Worst case scenario is you bring a salesperson on and things don't work out, and your life will go on and theirs will go on and everybody will be fine. So, you know, we're not really playing with serious consequences here. So let's just agree that we're going to be, you know, force ourselves to be a little uncomfortable, because that's how we grow. Nobody really likes to do it, me included. But if we can force ourselves to do it, what's now uncomfortable will become comfortable. And what you want is, if you've never wholesaled a deal or you've never had a business that consistently kicked off, you know, checks and, you know, closed deals on a weekly basis, it's uncomfortable to build it. Once that becomes comfortable, I mean, think of how life starts moving then. When to do 10 transactions a month is comfortable, and you have to stretch to do 20. But, I mean, 10 transactions at $5,000 to $8,000 a pop, and that just becomes comfort zone, right? So Rob and Brad's business out of the gate, I mean, they obviously, right, Rob dialed in the system for 2 decades. He knows what he's doing, clearly. And they go to $100,000 in month 2, and that's now the comfort zone. So the business does 75 or 80, they start thinking, what, you know, what's going on? What happened? So we can go cool places with comfort zone, but we're going to have to just agree to get a little uncomfortable now. But the payoff is there, guaranteed. So anything else here? If not, we'll wrap it up.
Great call, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Larry.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, any other questions, everybody? Get them into the coaching email, right? I always tell you, we want as little time as possible between question and answer. So anything tomorrow, whatever. We even try and log in there on the weekend if something comes in. Obviously, Rob and I have families and that kind of thing, but, you know, we give priority to this group. So anything that comes up later on tonight or tomorrow, get a question in. Talk soon to everybody. Have a great afternoon or evening, wherever you're at, and keep your feet on the gas. Let's rock and roll. I know that's what we're doing. So good call again. Great questions. And we'll chat soon, everyone. Take care.